Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Today's football picks are presented by Cash App. Nine of the perfect parlay pick segment, and really no changing after week 8. Nobody hit a parlay, and the only points that we got were correctly predicting the Eagles would beat the Giants, so just tack on the 5 points. Hoff is in first by a wide margin, 155 to my 90 in second. BT is in third right now with 40. Now, there are going to be some issues here. We don't have any picks from BT. Hoff did send his in. We have to determine if that's going to count. I mean, if you don't show up for the perfect parlay pick segment, maybe it's just a chance for me to gain ground all by my lonesome. Here we go. I got 3 for you so far. That's what's going to be, a 3-team parlay. And there's a theme here. Home dogs. All 3. Starting with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Picked against the Colts last week. I took the 14.5. An embarrassing pick. Stupid pick. The Titans are horrible. The Steelers aren't horrible. They don't have a great defense, but I don't believe the Colts offense is going to do what it's been doing at home. I know it did it against the Chargers on the road as well. Colts really haven't beaten anybody impressive. Give me Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. They're getting 3.5 points. I mean, good God. What has gone on here? I know Daniel Jones has been an MVP. At some point, they'll come back down to earth, even for a game. So that's game number 1 for me. Steelers at home, I'm getting 3.5. I got to like that against the Colts. Game number 2, this is a game of the week. Give me the Buffalo Bills at home over the Chiefs. I know that the Chiefs are the best team in football, and everybody loves them. But even the best teams lose a game. And the way the Bills performed against the Panthers, that was encouraging to me. And you can talk about Ed Oliver being out and the key pieces on defense. Sure. But ultimately, I'll take my chances with Josh Allen and the Bills at home against the Chiefs team, who is due for a little bit of a letdown. They've been great. They've been dominant. They've righted the ship here over the last several weeks. I think that changes at least for a day. Give me the Bills at home on Sunday plus 2.5. And now we go to MetLife. Give me Big Blue. Yes, I believe in Jackson Dart. I actually, and I hesitate to say this, I actually believe in Brian Daboll to a certain extent. And I believe the Giants are going to win this football game and get themselves to 3-6, get back to the winning ways. Niners aren't that good. West Coast to the East Coast, backup quarterback, people dismissing the Giants because of their last 2 performances, specifically against the Eagles. Scatabu injury. I think they overcome it all, led by 6 and led by the defense, give me Big Blue plus 2.5. So we got the Steelers plus 3.5 at home over the Colts, Bills plus 2.5 at home over the Chiefs, and the G-Men plus 2.5 over the 49ers as maybe something positive in the Shane Daboll backing in the final 9 weeks of the year. As for the straight-up games, I'm going to pick the Giants, obviously. I think they're going to win, so we look for 5 points right there. We don't have any picks from BT. Hoff did send in his picks to Rami. I'll have to decide if we want to count them or not. Rami, what did Hoff give you? How many? Four?
He gave me four, and if you have to be here, I could give you my three picks.
No, go ahead, Rami. Give me Hoff's four picks.
All right, so Hoff has the Broncos plus 1.5 at the Texans.
Okay.
Which Costos liked also. Yeah. Yes. Steelers, he has them too, plus 3.5 against the Colts.
Okay.
He has the Cowboys at home, minus 2.5 against the Cardinals.
They're home against the Cardinals, yes. Yeah.
And then he has the Giants money line.
Wait, so you gave me three picks, no?
Or that's four. Broncos, Steelers, Cowboys, and Giants.
So three plus the Giants money line, a three-team correct parlay for Hop. All right, we'll have to revisit when everybody gets back next week and then
well, I think for
this
the parlay, he wanted the Giants plus 2.5.
Okay, so then
and
it
then
is
also okay the money line separately.
Just make sure you clarify that, and then we'll go over it on Monday when everybody's back and see what goes on there. All right, so that does it for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment week 9. Let's get back to the phones. Jay is calling from Stony Brook. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Sal? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
So, good, good. So, I love the parlay picks that you guys have. It's the best on the fans by far.
Thank you.
My thing is, your list, probably about, I'd say, more than half your listeners are big gamblers. So, you're missing half of the weekend on Saturday. So, just throwing this out there, let me know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You guys each do, so the NFL picks, everything stays exactly the same.
Yep.
But since your listeners are betting on Saturday, each of you guys do a four-team parlay for college football. You guys determine what the bonus would be. But what I think would be cool is if one of you guys hit that four-team parlay the following week for the NFL picks, you get like a one-game mulligan. So if you do like a four-team parlay.
Right, and we hit three out of four.
One wrong.
Yeah.
Something. Juice it up a little
now,
bit.
Now, not a bad idea. And Mike and Chris used to do the college football picks as well. I remember doing that with Mike with the South Special. I love that. I actually do make college picks in a pool, but I do that Friday night when I get home or Saturday morning. Now, why four, though, Jay? Why would you want four college games? Just because? Or you'd be okay with three? Or
three would be fine. Four, I just think because it's harder to hit the four, so it's not going to really change your Sunday parlay,
right?
Perfect parlay picks, because it's not going to happen that often, and it would just give the fans, you know, four games to maybe look at from each of your guys' perspective.
Not bad. We appreciate that, Jay. Thank you for the call and thank you for the idea. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm sure BT be on for it as well, especially now where he's watching the college football so much so because of the Jets quarterback situation. So maybe we could get a Hoff. I don't know if he's going to want to partake in that. I mean, what's the difference, Hoff, anyway? He's just going to look at a team and pick it for whatever reason that he does. And by the way, you see that has success. He's won the first edition of the Perfect Parlay Pick segment in its inaugural season, and now he's leading by a lot so far through the first 8 weeks here. Not a bad idea. Could be another segment to do on Friday, a little college football picks. I'm okay with it. You know, the pick segments over years, Mike and Chris mastered that. Like, nobody will ever do it better than they do. And I feel like it just got to a point where it was watered down so much so. That's why I came up with the idea for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment. At least change it up a little bit. Have a scoring system. Have the parlays. Go head-to-head. Put something on the line just to try to evolve it, because those two guys did it as good as anybody else will ever do it, and it just can't be done. Hitting the music for this. I mean, you could do it again, but it's just not the same. Now everybody does it, which is probably why I got away from the college stuff. Plus, you know, in New York, college is not as big as it is elsewhere, although those guys made it big back then. So we can maybe have some fun with it. Not a bad thought, Jay. We appreciate the insight. 888-808-1019. We'll come back. More of your calls on the other side. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.